Circular Economy. Listen to this expert explaining how the circular economy works. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Living systems have existed for hundreds of millions of years and will continue to exist for many more. In the living world, there is no landfill. Nature doesn't bury things under the ground. Instead, materials flow. One species' waste is another's food. Energy is provided by the sun. Things grow and die, and nutrients return into the ground safely. And it works. But modern humans have chosen a different approach. We take, we make, we throw away. A new phone comes out, so we throw out the old one. Our washing machine breaks down, so we buy another. Each time we do this, we're eating into a limited amount of resources, of materials that we can use, and often we are also producing waste that is bad for the environment. It simply can't work for much longer. So what can work? If we accept that the natural system works, can we change our way of thinking so that we too can create a circular economy in which resources keep going round and round? Let's start by thinking about biology. How can our waste build resources instead of reducing them? If we find a new way to think and design products and the packaging they come in, we can create materials that can be safely returned to the earth to help grow more stuff. In this way, no resources are lost to make new materials. So what about the washing machines, mobile phones, and fridges? We know they aren't biodegradable. Here, we need to think about it differently. We need to find a way to recycle valuable metals and other materials so they keep their quality and continue to be useful for longer than the lifetime of the products in which they are used. What if the waste of today becomes a resource for tomorrow? It would create a financial advantage. Instead of the throw-away and replace culture we have become used to, we choose a return and reuse one, where products and their various parts are designed to be broken down and rebuilt. One solution may be to consider who owns the products in a different way. What if we never actually owned our technologies and we simply take them on license from the companies we produce them? Now, let's put these two ideas together. Imagine if we could design products to come back to their makers, their technical materials could be used again, and their biological parts used in fields and farms. And imagine that these products are made and transported using renewable energy. This system could keep working forever. It's good for business and the environment. And the good news is, there are already companies who are beginning to work this way. But the circular economy isn't about one company changing one product. It's about all the companies in the chain working together. It's about energy. It's about changing the way we view the entire system. We have a fantastic opportunity to open new possibilities and design a new, more positive, and creative future.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Living systems have existed for hundreds of millions of years and will continue to exist for many more. In the living world, there is no landfill. Nature doesn't bury things under the ground. Instead, materials flow. One species' waste is another's food. Energy is provided by the sun. Things grow and die, and nutrients return into the ground safely. And it works. But modern humans have chosen a different approach. We take, we make, we throw away. A new phone comes out, so we throw out the old one. Our washing machine breaks down, so we buy another. Each time we do this, we're eating into a limited amount of resources, of materials that we can use, and often we are also producing waste that is bad for the environment. It simply can't work for much longer. So what can work? If we accept that the natural system works, can we change our way of thinking so that we too can create a circular economy in which resources keep going round and round? Let's start by thinking about biology. How can our waste build resources instead of reducing them? If we find a new way to think and design products and the packaging they come in, we can create materials that can be safely returned to the earth to help grow more stuff. In this way, no resources are lost to make new materials. So what about the washing machines, mobile phones, and fridges? We know they aren't biodegradable. Here, we need to think about it differently. We need to find a way to recycle valuable metals and other materials so they keep their quality and continue to be useful for longer than the lifetime of the products in which they are used. What if the waste of today becomes a resource for tomorrow? It would create a financial advantage. Instead of the throw-away and replace culture we have become used to, we choose a return and reuse one, where products and their various parts are designed to be broken down and rebuilt. One solution may be to consider who owns the products in a different way. What if we never actually owned our technologies and we simply take them on license from the companies we produce them? Now, let's put these two ideas together. Imagine if we could design products to come back to their makers, their technical materials could be used again, and their biological parts used in fields and farms. And imagine that these products are made and transported using renewable energy. This system could keep working forever. It's good for business and the environment. And the good news is, there are already companies who are beginning to work this way. But the circular economy isn't about one company changing one product. It's about all the companies in the chain working together. It's about energy. It's about changing the way we view the entire system. We have a fantastic opportunity to open new possibilities and design a new, more positive and creative future.